I'm Stefan Bauman, and welcome to another podcast. Today I'm going to be looking at paintings that I have in my Patreon group, which meets every Saturday. If you're interested in having me look at your work, that's a really good place to start. You want to be able to choose a level, and we meet 1, 2, 3, 5 times a month, just depending on what level you choose. And you get to have somebody look at your work and judge it. Plus, I also give a lot of insights about life, liberty, and the pursuit of fine art. You want to be part of it. But on this video, we talk about nocturnes. We just got back from Las Vegas from my workshop there. And if you wish to join a workshop, you could do so at my website. We talk about nocturne painting, one of my passions, which I love, and it's something I encourage all of my students to do. After that, we talk about central focal points, which is really crucial, and how that works into a painting and even into a night scene. And then the values of working at night. Why do we work at night, and is it more difficult, or is it quite easy? You'll have to listen in to find out. This particular talk is chock full of all kinds of information. I invite you to listen in. If you wish to get more information, please feel free to go to my website at www.stefanbauman.com. And there you can find information about my new book that I have out. It is Stefan Bauman's Field Guide to Plein Air Painting, and it is awesome. And you can get information about that at my website. But until then, listen in, and I'll talk to you on the other side. We have also had an amazing trip coming back from Las Vegas. So we had our weekend workshop, so sorry I wasn't here last week for you guys, but sometimes I do have to do my workshops. There's people who want to paint with me in person, and all I've got to say is it was fabulous. I mean, we came back from Vegas. It was absolutely gorgeous. If you guys have never taken a workshop with me in either Mount Shasta, Vegas, or everywhere else I have, I highly recommend that you do. So if you haven't known, I have a new book. It's great. If you don't have it, you need to get it. There's no such things as any quick questions with me, as you know. And of course, you have just absolutely, had a question. So what about nocturnes, which is an entire conversation in itself. When I did the nocturne demonstration for the Plein Air Convention, it was a 2-hour talk, and we went out and painted on another day. Sure, because before I dive into this question about nocturnes, which is a really great question, I always try to do the nocturnes in my workshops. It's not always possible, but when you have a casino there, the lights are abound. So first thing with nocturnes, I recommend that if you're doing nocturnes, that you always make sure that it's at night. So that's the first thing. Nocturnes are night paintings, and so it helps if you do them at night. Although there are a lot of artists who try to avoid that thing, but you have to be out there at night. Number two, it's best if you have a source of light. So you could do a nocturne, which when I did the Plein Air Convention in Tucson, where I was teaching it, I went out, it was a full moon, and we had cactus, and I looked for a hillside, and I stood out there and painted it. And I'm not really one, because I'm kind of a nature artist, to really think about nocturnes as a whole outside of a landscape. But then the following day when I gave a demo, then we went outside of the hotel, and I realized one of the secrets of nocturnes is to have a light bulb of some kind, not to rely on natural light, not rely on the skies, the anything like that. It's primarily a light bulb of some kind. At a casino, it's 100 light bulbs if you have them. You want a light bulb that shines. The beautiful thing about a nocturne, which a lot of the students commented on, is that while you are chasing the light all day painting, a nocturne, the light is steady. So you're not feeling that rush. The scene isn't changing all the time. It's actually easier to do. And you want to kind of concentrate on an effect, not just the light bulb by itself, but an effect, have the light hitting an object like a truck or a car, a building. You want, like last year when we were at the casino, there was a, we had some water, some rain the day before. And so we, with the Nocturne, what we did was we reflected a lot of the water, the casino lights in the water, and that makes it very interesting. You want to always remember that your night colors are always warm. If you're heading towards a twilight, like if you have a little range of mountains, you want to have a warm sky. And then as that light comes down and you got that little edge of light, you want to put in a cool color where your cerulean blue would come in. Those are the things that you want to concentrate on, is the temperatures. Now, you want to cover the canvas as fast as possible, because that white canvas is hard to see the difference in color, and you have to keep your palette organized. And I know I'm trying to keep this really short, but if you have yellow and white together, they'll look exactly the same. If you have brown and blue together, they will look exactly the same. So you need to kind of remember to separate your colors and memorize where they are. You could have a headlight that kind of helps, but for the most part, when I watch people painting with a headlight, by the time they get to the end of the painting, they've turned off their headlight because it's distracting. It's better to memorize the colors. It's better to use minimal amount of colors. The light is going to be pretty consistent. Your eyes will adjust. Get the canvas covered very quickly. And when you paint, paint with the idea that your highlights are cool and your shadows are warm. And that will pretty much get you going, but a lot of it is just practice. Just get what you see in the middle of the night isn't going to be what it looks like when you look at it the next day. When you look at it the next day, you'll go, oh my God, it's like, and it's really cool. Anybody who's got out for the night paintings when we go out, it's optional. You don't have to do it, but every time people do, they're like always satisfied that they did. And the ones that don't say to themselves, oh, I wish I would have. So if you find yourself getting an opportunity to do nocturnes, go do them. They're fabulous. They're a lot easier than you think. And because the model isn't moving. It's just one steady light. So it's really cool. Just be sure that you're not working on a truck or something that drives off and then you're stuck with not having a model. So there's a video out there called The Bauman Effect number 13. That I'd like you to watch, which basically the number 13 video that I did under the Bauman Effect, that one really describes how to set up a still life and really understand. And so one of the things that you want to understand in my coaching is that we don't paint things, we paint effects. Okay, and you could write that down as like a, you know, we don't paint things, we paint effects. So it's not about your supplies that we're interested in. This painting should go across the board as far as likability. It doesn't need to be like for artists only, because what we want is the lighting effect. It's the effect of light that makes things interesting. And when we look at this, we have kind of flat lighting. And so you want to have, and I think one of the questions we have for the afterwards from one of the other students is about if you want to set up a still life, what do you need? How do you do it? What are some ideas behind it? And you always want that key source of light. Like I said, we don't paint things, we paint the light effect on things. And when those lighting effects become stronger, more interesting, the things are just props for light to hit. And if you can kind of wrap your head around, a really great painting is 90% shadow, 10% light. An amazing painting is 5% light. It's like, you know, that light has, doesn't mean that the painting has to go dark, but we really have to get the hint of light. One thing you'll realize that, you know, you guys might take a while to get painting and getting your artwork together, but when you follow my keys and things that I say, you'll be really quick at judging other people's work to see how they can improve it. One of the big mistakes you made is that your light's too low in the picture. And we can tell that because we can see the cast shadows on the wall. And when you view the cast shadows on the wall, we get an uplight. And that's not good ever. If you're going to have an uplight on something, you want to make sure you give the source of light. So if this were a flashlight, you would want to put the flashlight in the painting, because the viewer looks at it and it doesn't settle with them. And I think a lot of people, when they first saw this, they go, it doesn't feel like it's real. So I think having an uplight on anything is just something you want to avoid. You always want to have the light coming in at a 45 degree angle. You want it more focused. You too watched the Bauman effect number 13, so you could get a little bit more concentration of the effect of light. Looking at this, you've got to set your focal point. Usually the center focal point should be in the middle third. And in the middle third, you have no element of light. There's, you know, we have light here, we have something interesting here, we got light here. So within the middle third, you want to have a central focal point. And you don't have anything in here. Now, whenever you put an animal in the painting, that immediately becomes a center focal point. Or if you put in a person or anything that moves is a central focal point, because our brain is looking at a scene and all of a sudden two geese land. What do you think the brain wants to look at? It wants to look at the geese and go, oh my God, look at geese. I wonder if there's babies. And oh my God, the babies are here. So your brain tells you this huge story. And we're down in the middle here. It's impossible to look at this scene without wanting to look at the geese. So when you're putting things in, put them in towards the middle central focal point. Put the effect of light on top of them so that you have the interest both on top of the other. One of the things that's interesting is if you're actually outdoors painting a nocturne at night and you don't have light on your easel, you tend to make everything lighter so you could see it in the shadow, you know, while you're outside. You could see it. A phenomenon where if you paint it in the studio from pictures, you tend to go darker to give it that nocturne look, and then the whole painting looks too dark as a whole. But when you're painting outdoors, like all of the paintings that were done outdoors in Vegas didn't come out as dark as it was while you were outdoors, because you had to lighten them up to see them in that dark atmosphere. So that's one of the telltale things. Number two, it's like dark paintings are beautiful, and you could bring, you know, one of my paintings that I sold of Mount Shasta to a client in Germany. It was a really dark painting, and it was wonderful because it was just, you know, it kind of felt like you're in the woods looking across the lake at Mount Shasta with moonlight. And sometimes that could be very romantic, but basically, our shadows are warm, our highlights are cool. No matter how dark your shadows are, you know, or how light they are, as long as they're warm, they'll actually give off a look. So there's a Western painter by the name of Tunney Johnson painted night scenes, and you know, guys sitting on horses lighting things. And overall, the painting is fairly light, but because the whole painting is kind of dark, and then you can, but it's not dark. It's like it's dark, kind of almost like a chalky dark, but they're warm cool darks, and it's not as dark as they need to be, and then the highlights are so brilliant on top of that, it tells the viewer that they're kind of lit in moonlight or something, or there's more detail. I told you there was a lot of information, especially about night painting. Who knew that if you paint at night, everything is stationary? It's probably the only time when you're painting from life that you can actually paint something and not watch it move constantly. If you would like to get more information about my classes, my coaching, my podcasts, my book, go to my website at www.stephanbauman.com, and you can get all that information. And you can also find out about new workshops that are going to be up and coming for the next following year. So be sure to be part of that. If you really want to get your artwork to the next level, I do recommend coaching. There are a couple of spaces that are available. You want to get one as soon as you can before they fill up. And until then, always remember, don't run around your studio with scissors. You could get hurt. And always remember to paint with passion. I'm Stephan Bauman, and thank you so much for listening to this podcast.